Hey, we're here with Charles Brockett and Heather Tostison, the founders of Wising Up Press. Can you tell us about the motivation and inspiration for founding the press?
Oh, me? I think it started with Universal Table, and what happened there was that I was working in a program in spiritual direction, and I realized that I was very interested in inclusion, and I wanted a universal table that everybody could come to, bringing the things that they held most dear. And once I realized that, I realized that most of the work that I've always done in all the different areas that I've worked has to do with bringing in unheard voices and bringing them all to the table and listening to meaning, listening to what really matters to people and helping them find a voice for that. We first thought of doing workshops and we were developing them, but essentially we're writers, both of us. And so one day I woke up and I said, we need a press. That is exactly how we want to bring these people together. And we started with anthologies because that is, again, a table you're bringing people to. And you can bring all these different voices around issues that are matter to us. You know, we're in our 60s. Over our lifetime, there are various concerns that have faced us and faced most people. Family life, illness and meaning, essential meaning. Spirituality is essential meaning in your life. Aging, acculturation, different bringing together different belief systems. And so our anthologies all work on those, and they work on the process that if we bring those voices together, if we listen for more flexible frames of listening to people, we will be able to hold more and more together as a society and as communities. We'll be able to hear and include more that people hold dear. And I think that that's, at least for me, one of the major motivations. Creating the collective came naturally out of that because we would encounter wonderful writers who were interested in our approach, really wanted to support us, and we wanted to support them. Often they had published many things but might not have published a book. And we thought, wouldn't this be great? That book would make a difference for them, but it would also make a real difference for us, that if we put those books, individually authored books, together with the anthologies, we created, again, a denser, more nuanced conversation between those books, but with those books with other people.
And so we remain always interested in authors who are attracted to our vision of not only socially engaged writing, quality writing, but working with others. It is a collective experience. We support you in the development of your book, and once you are part of the collective, then you also are helping other authors in the development of theirs. And from this, we have a discussion going between us, between our works, and then with our audiences that we're all part of.
Many have commented on this being a rather dark time for publishing. However, Wising Up Press, in just a few short years, has managed to put out 14 books. To what do you attribute that success?
Part of it is that it is a dark time, but dark times also are the precondition for a new dawn and new ways of doing things. And so with the technology that is available now, it's possible to produce very attractive books at a low price. You do not have to anticipate in advance how many books that you would want to produce. You can tailor your production to what the demand is at any point in time. It's sustainable. You can keep titles in titles available for eternity. And it means then that the author does not have to concentrate all of one's publicity at the point of publication, but instead it can be something that develops across time and keeps you engaged with your book and with your audience. So it's in part that, and it's also that this is a collective, and so we have the energy of many people who are involved.
Thank you. Future directions for the press? Where would you like to be a few years down the road?
I think that we would like to continue doing the anthologies. We tend to move between ones that are very civically oriented, like our most recent ones on citizenship, and we'll have another one coming out next year. And then and continue in that way with ones that are really taking on important social issues of the health system, our experiences of the health system, our experiences of immigration. I think what I'm very interested in is how do we listen to the stories of people and use that experience thoughtfully reflected upon to help all of us make wiser decisions, to listen more carefully, make wiser decisions in terms of who we support in policy, and to create a very strong voice for those of us who are interested in what holds us together, what creates the glue. We all seem to alternate those with ones that are on the other areas of interest we have. Creative aging is one, health is another, psychological resilience is a big theme. Families are a big theme. So we keep alternating those. And we like that because that draws in many writers. It keeps a very open conversation. We stay flexible about which ones of those would develop. And we would also love to see us publish many more individually authored books by people who are interested in these subjects and in the approach and would benefit from this collective model.
At what moment did you know that your books were affecting, reaching, and touching your ideal audience?
We are authors, and so expression matters to us and the quality of our expression. And we're human, and so receiving back affirmation for what we do, it does make a difference for us. It does matter. But Wising Up Press is about more than that. We are engaged with audiences in a discussion. And so where we have known that we have reached audiences is not when we get that affirmation at the first level of the quality of what we have done, but rather when people say, that really resonated with me. I want to talk more with you about that. And we have had that personally through people who have read books and communicated, say, through the email with us, or at readings where they have engaged in the discussion afterwards or come up to us. And we've had readings by other people who published with us, and they have had exactly the same experience. And we do have authors who very intentionally, in their books, have written them for the purpose of catalyzing a discussion on something that is so close to their heart. And they have engaged audiences at that level, and that's when you know it works.
And I think for me, to see that work at every stage in the process. I think that one place that I felt that was when the collective was around a table and I could see that that vision spoke to other people and they were speaking to me. And there we were just living that amplification and could keep inviting other people into that conversation. I get it from authors when they write back or in the various anthologies, and they'll receive the anthology and they'll have been very focused on their own manuscript and getting it published. But they get the whole book back and they get kind of surprised into this place of, oh wow, my work gets larger by being in company with other people's work. And I think that that's one of the things that we're so interested in encouraging, which is that our stories are larger by being in connection with one another. They don't take anything away from each other. You can keep expanding that table, and we will all be the richer for it. And so at every level that matters to me, the author, where they say, I could take this book to my mother, or, oh, finally, you gave me my story, you know, and now I can share it with other people. Those, they're small, but they are, to me, intensely meaningful moments. And I would hope that what we really want is to have many of those small, intensely meaningful moments where somebody says, oh, this book allows me to reach somebody intimately that I haven't been able to reach in another